With WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. A state advisory committee is recommending grocery store workers and transit bus drivers be added to the list of people in Wisconsin to be inoculated in the next phase of the coronavirus vaccine rollout. Adding those people to a list that already includes teachers, adults 65 and older, and others would clear 1.6 million individuals for the next phase, officials said. And with the limited number of doses received by the state each week, it could be some time before everyone in that phase gets the vaccine. The subcommittee has received about 5,000 public comments since it issued a draft plan last week, which did not include grocery store workers in the next phase. Aspyrus has administered more than 7,000 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine across northern Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula. It's been busy vaccinating employees, other healthcare workers, and first responders. Starting next week, it will also start vaccinating people in the 65 and older age group. Jesse Tischer is the senior vice president of Aspyrus.
And to me, that's great hope, because as we continue to grow that number, that means we're closer and closer to getting through the end of this pandemic as a community, as a region, and as a nation and world.
There are a couple different ways people can sign up to receive the vaccine if they are eligible. You can go to Aspyrus' website or call its COVID hotline. The number for that is 844-568-0701. We also have that information on our website, wxpr.org. That's also where you'll find sign-up information for vaccination appointments at Marshfield Clinic and local county health departments. And 95-year-old Mary Kotzer of Wisconsin Rapids is one of those people waiting for the vaccine. She's ready for a sense of normalcy, but still waiting for her COVID-19 vaccine.
So this is something that I think that I should get and I want to get, but can't get.
Kotzer says she feels like living on her own has kept her in the dark. She says she's frustrated by the long wait and the lack of information she's gotten from health officials.
I talked to my doctor. I talked to the hospital here. They gave me a number in Wausau, and the number in Wausau said, come back next week.
Officials say this may be inevitable as they work to get systems up and running. Aspyrus is working to reach out to its senior citizen patients. Those who are not patients and who do not have access to internet or a computer may have to wait longer if they call Aspyrus's hotline. Wait times may also increase depending on how many doses the state receives. For now, Kotzer and many others are waiting patiently for a life to return to normal. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The Lincoln County Board of Supervisors took a unique step at its most recent county board meeting. It passed a resolution that acknowledges the impact of climate change and in support of action on climate change. The Earth's climate is changing. Since the 1880s, the global average surface temperature has increased by approximately 2 degrees Fahrenheit. 19 of the 20 warmest years on record have all occurred since 2001. Wisconsin is seeing a direct impact of that. Precipitation has increased 15%, Wisconsin winters are warming faster than summers, and we're seeing more days with temperatures above 90 degrees. Climate scientists have found increases of harmful algae blooms in lakes, decreases in snowpack, and more destructive weather patterns that have led to extreme flooding. Lincoln County board member from District 11, Hans Brighton Mosier, says Lincoln County has seen that impact and will continue to see it.
Washed out culverts from the 3-inch rain event that used to happen every, X number of years and now happens more frequently.
Brighton Mosier says climate change isn't just having an environmental impact on the county, but an economic one as well. Not just in the cost to the county to repair the damaged roads or parks or whatever else gets destroyed in storms, but also in the economic opportunities in investing in clean energy or in mitigation tactics.
I don't think it's in anyone's best interest that climate change continues, but here we are. And so we have to make the best of it.
These are just some of the reasons it was important to Brighton Mosier to bring a climate change resolution to the county board. The resolution passed 13-8 Tuesday night acknowledges the impact climate change has and could have, as well as the role of local government in adding to and reducing greenhouse gases. It's not legislation that will force any local officials to take action.
I think it's more of the idea that it should raise awareness. Sometimes it's important for us to just say something out loud, to say, this is our vision, this is our commitment.
Lincoln County is likely the first in the Northwoods to pass a resolution like this. I called and talked to clerks in Vilas, Price, Gogebic, Oneida, Forest, and Iron counties. None of them knew any similar resolutions their respective county boards have passed. I also reached out to the clerk in Langlade County, and I will update you once I get a response from them. Online sports betting and casino games will start in Michigan at noon Friday, an expansion of options for gamblers who now wager through offshore sites. State regulators have authorized licenses for all three Detroit casinos and seven of the dozen tribes with Class 3 casinos. Additional operator and platform provider licenses are expected to be approved in the coming weeks. Michigan Gaming Control Board Executive Director Richard Kalm calls the launch a new era, saying it will give casinos a new way to engage with customers and provide state and local governments with additional tax revenue. Iron County, Wisconsin can't quite figure out how many people live there and work from home. That statistic is difficult to track. But the county is confident that the number only continues to grow. Anna Riviera moved from the Mercer area 3 years ago and runs a railroad safety training business from her home.
I just think that a lot of people probably don't realize that they can move up north and work out of their house.
The county hopes more people pick up on the trend. Hear about one of the first people to telecommute from rural Iron County, an employee of the Washington, D.C.-based World Bank. That story is coming up on this week's Employed at 5:45 here on WXPR. It's currently 30 degrees here in Rhinelander, and the temperatures are just going to start dropping this afternoon. Expected to be around 21 by 5 o'clock, and then down to 2 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, and a high of 13 degrees. We'll be back here in about 20 minutes with a live update from Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Health Services on the COVID-19 situation in Wisconsin. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.